appearing higher in podcast searches. From Oslo in Norway, the latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. Osha has published a study about the Apple Podcast search algorithm, including gains for podcasters who use their keywords in podcast titles and descriptions. We link to the full infographic today from our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. Apple Podcast has in the past removed shows for keyword stuffing, but this advice seems no longer to be on the Apple Podcast website, and Apple Podcast didn't respond to a press inquiry. Triton Digital has announced a partnership with ID5, an identity provider, to add audience data to Triton's audio marketplace. ID5 uses consented signals provided by media owners to securely identify users without compromising privacy and data protection. Triton client ARN is quoted as saying it's converted 60% of their unaddressable audience to addressable. Triton Digital's US podcast ranker, which measures participating publishers only, has been released for February. Total downloads appear to be down year on year by 41%, thanks to Apple's iOS 17 changes. Spotify and City University of London announced a new bursary to join the UK's first dedicated MA in podcasting. Spotify has provided funding for a student from a marginalised community to attend the course starting in September. There's a new podcast host in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Thmania Hosting is a podcast hosting platform for Arabic creators, as well as offering monetization and targeting for advertisers. Audio, which was to launch ad skipping for podcasts in January, has announced more details on the service, which will now be launched later this year. Participating publishers will receive a payment for each play based on the podcast's average cost per thousand, while listeners will hear the ads automatically skipped. The company will announce participating publishers in a few weeks and plan to sell the ad-skipping service to other podcast apps. Tune Taxi, a royalty-free music service, has launched with more than a million AI-generated tracks. It's aimed at anyone currently having to pay for music, like retailers or content creators. Listener, the Australian audio app, has launched an ad tech hub. Jamie East, the head of podcast for DMG Media, the publisher of the Daily Mail, is interviewed in the UK Press Gazette. And the silver tier passes for the podcast show in London this May sold out yesterday, we're told. We also hear exciting gossip about a big party. And in podcast news, What Was That Like, hosted by Scott Johnson, has expanded to weekly. Bi-weekly episodes will continue with first-hand traumatic stories like plane crashes and animal attacks. But now, every Tuesday, Scott and co-host Meredith will answer a thought-provoking question and then discuss answers sent in by listeners. We Are Chelsea is a new football or soccer podcast today, which will take fans behind the scenes of the most successful team in the Barclays Women's Super League. It's also available on YouTube and is produced by Crowd Branded. And the podcast weekly review this week will contain an interview with Evan Prodromu, a co-editor of Activity Pub, the W3C standard for decentralized social networking used by platforms such as Mastodon. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-Host. Understand listeners' social media habits, interests, and industry with Co-Host, no matter your hosting setup. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.